This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, letter number 1581. This is dated Baruch Hashem, the 24th day of Iyar in Tavshiyud Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I received your letter of the 21st day of Iyar in which you write about how upset you are from your elder friends in the shul, the elder members of the shul. And it seems like it impacts you and on your wife that you are becoming sort of down. You're becoming down. I was very surprised about this for you, because this is something which is very common in every aspect of when you're a rabbi and any public community activities in a living community. Members who are occupying in the community members, there is various different sides. And there would be some that are not going to be happy from the conduct of those who are leading the community matters over there, the shul matters. And that should not impact you at all. Don't least problem. And to the extent possible, you need to appease them, you know, you need to go along, you know, you gotta reach out. Without, self-understood, never to, without compromising on main principles and on those matters that bring to the development of the community. And I'm sure that you yourself will find the proper way that should be the maximum benefit with the minimum pain and unhappiness. So find a way to reach out to these to the descending sides. As far as your question whether you should interest yourself in obtaining a dwelling place, so for sure looking into it is proper, although to move to a new home, it's not worthy in the beginning of the summer, but at the end of the summer, to move to a new place. May Hashem give you success to find the proper home before you, that's proper for you, both with regards to leading the shul and the school, the Talmud Torah, and also for your own personal home. This that you write, that you have in mind to travel, to come to New York in about a month around, and you want to go with a car. So the Rebbe says, for sure, you'll drive carefully, drive cautiously, and you should rest as necessary. And maybe it would be fitting that on the route, you should stop in a city or two and to put some effort in Yiddishkeit that is necessary over there. We never know the ways of the divine, supreme divine presence. Known the expression of my father-in-law that when you put an effort in, it never goes back empty-handed. You know, there's some return there, especially if you actually bring something in actuality, that you plant something, there will be a growth maybe immediately or in some time. You also don't mention anything about your health or the health of your wife. May she live so, assuming that it's a good sign that everything is okay. I don't know if we need to, if we should remind Mr. and Mrs. such and such that which they promised about their conduct as far as their family purity of the family, that is not only before and after birth, but also now and during their lifetime. It seems to me that this was something obvious from the language of our talk, that they understand that. But yet, in such a main matter as above, maybe we should not leave it in a question and in a diplomatic way, but very clear to emphasize this, that that's important for all of their lives, with blessing, for a happy Shavuos, and receiving the Torah b'simcha, b'pnimis, with joy in an inner.